I graduated in the fourth grade. So I didn't think I'd done very bad. I mean, a boy that graduated in the fourth grade and he comes to go to work and he gets on the job and leaves the job as superintendent. It wasn't the school, it was what he had in his head to develop his mind and to show, you know, that he had something in his, that was good. That's what I figured. And that's what I try to do with my family when they all come up, try to show them how to do things, work, learn how to work, because that's what the good Lord gives you those things here for, those hands and made to use, to work and to learn. And that's what I have to say. I got to say this on the, that's it. To me, it's valuable to me to see that that's my family up there, that's my family up there, my boys, my son. And every one of those boys are leaders, just like I was. I have four sons over there, and they're all leaders on every job that they get on, and they're not like a lot of them that goes out and says, well, he works for a month on one job and then he leaves and go on another job because they give him a nickel more. They stayed on the job until they got to be leaders. Some of them boys did about 20 years on the job already. 18, 20 years. You understand? One of those sons of mine is head electrician down there for McDermott, the shipyard over there. He doesn't do anything but see that the job is done. You know, and my youngest son, he's head man on the Hughes Shoe Company. So they're working for good, you know what I mean? And the other two boys, one of them working for Tidewater Marine, and the other one is working for the Scarborough Brothers. You understand? They're leaders. In other words, they're just like a bumblebee. He goes, see that everything is in order. that's the kind of person you want in this world. You want people that's going to be leaders. You don't want people that just sit down and say, let George do it. I'll go down and get unemployment or food stamps and things like that. They work for their money. And that's the kind of people we want in this world. But people that know, that want to learn, and people that want to lead the other people, show them how to work and do things. And that's the way I always believed in my life.
Can you tell me about your father?
My father? Well, my father, he got crippled. He lost a leg when I was a year old. He had the infection in the leg and they cut his leg with you. He raised us. The rest of our family, we were 10 of us in our family. And my daddy was a crippled man. And with a big family like he had, it was nice to have somebody understand that could help, especially on a farm, so everybody could work and they do a lot of things that you couldn't do in town. And my daddy had been dead about 40 years ago.
He was a farmer all his life?
No, my father, he was a farmer at that time, yeah, but I mean, but he's something like I was. He's a combination man, he could do anything. You know, he's a first-class carpenter, and he could, you know, if he gets something that he could sit down and work on, he could do anything. Sitting down, you know, whatever, he could, like making doors or anything, furniture, anything like that. Chairs, anything, he could make anything. You know, he could have a bench where he could sit and work. And he's a repair, he crack a jack on fixing clocks. Big clocks, all kind of clocks, clockwork. He would do all kind of stuff like that in these days. That's the kind of man that he was. You know, he let all that kind of work.